Section B.
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Stephen, I finally decided to go on a diet.
Good for you, but don't push yourself too hard, Lucy.
You are right, but summer is coming. I do wish to look smarter sooner.
You are smart already. You see, you are clever and quick-minded.
Text 2. Okay, time to go home.
I can't. I haven't finished the report about the newly opened restaurant.
Well, if you carry on working like that, you'll make yourself ill.
Text 3. The doctor said if I kept smoking, it would increase my chances of having a heart attack.
Did he suggest losing some weight too?
Text 4. Dear, be careful while driving on the snowy road.
Thanks, I will. Take good care of our son at home today.
Text 5. What happened?
Did you see what that guy did?
No, I was looking the other way.
He made a U-turn right in the middle of the block and almost hit a kid on a bicycle.
Everyone should drive by the rules.
Section 2. 有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Ooh, that is a long line.
Yes, indeed. It has a very strict inspection, so it takes a pretty long time for everyone.
A lot of things are prohibited to take on the plane?
Yes, a lot. Objects which are explosives, radioactive, and poisonous are forbidden.
I understand. Do I need to take out my laptop from my suitcase?
Yes, you do, and you need to put out liquid items and your laptop in the box for inspection.
That is really strict.
Yes, absolutely, but this is for everyone's sake, so we should do it as needed.
Ooh, that is a long line.
Yes, indeed. It has a very strict inspection, so it takes a pretty long time for everyone.
A lot of things are prohibited to take on the plane?
Yes, a lot. Objects which are explosives, radioactive, and poisonous are forbidden.
I understand. Do I need to take out my laptop from my suitcase?
Yes, you do. And you need to put out liquid items and your laptop in the box for inspection.
That is really strict.
Yes, absolutely, but this is for everyone's sake, so we should do it as needed.
I want to know something about preventing cancer.
Actually, adjusting your eating habits is the most effective way. Do you like salty food?
Yes, very much.
That's it. You should eat less smoked food.
Really? Then what should I eat?
For your health, you should eat more fruit, vegetables, and whole grains.
Thanks a lot. I'll make a new eating plan. I want to know something about preventing cancer.
Actually, adjusting your eating habits is the most effective way. Do you like salty food?
Yes, very much.
That's it. You should eat less smoked food.
Really? Then what should I eat?
For your health, you should eat more fruit, vegetables, and whole grains.
Thanks a lot. I'll make a new eating plan.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。
Mary, can I sit here?
Sure, Mark. What are you having for lunch? Let me see what's on your plate. Ah, pork and fried chicken again.
They are really delicious, and I cannot imagine a meal without meat.
You never eat vegetables. That's not good for you. How is your cold then? Have you seen the doctor?
It's nothing serious, and it's unnecessary to bother the doctor. I've taken some medicine, and I'll be well soon.
You are so careless about your health.
Well, do not speak like a doctor. I know what's good for me.
Oh, I finally understand Dr. Kevin's lecture.
What do you mean?
He said men live shorter than women because they always paid little attention to their health.
Mary, can I sit here?
Sure, Mark. What are you having for lunch? Let me see what's on your plate. Ah, pork and fried chicken again.
They are really delicious, and I cannot imagine a meal without meat.
You never eat vegetables. That's not good for you. How is your cold then? Have you seen the doctor?
It's nothing serious, and it's unnecessary to bother the doctor. I've taken some medicine, and I'll be well soon.
You are so careless about your health.
Well, do not speak like a doctor. I know what's good for me.
Oh, I finally understand Dr. Kevin's lecture.
What do you mean?
He said men live shorter than women because they always paid little attention to their health.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。
How come you're still up?
I've been having a hard time sleeping lately. I tried counting sheep, but it's useless.
As far as I know, it is usually caused by stress.
Well, I'm really worried about my grades.
You're a good student. I'm sure my boy can do well. You should relax.
You're probably right. How can I stop feeling so anxious all the time? Can I try some sleeping pills?
Better not.Taking a gymnastics class can help you get over your stress. Studying all day isn't usually very effective.
You're right. I usually end up staring at my computer or checking my email instead of doing my work for class.
Besides, it's not difficult to learn yoga gymnastics. In fact, I can teach you a move that's supposed to help you fall asleep. You just have to stand on one leg with your eyes closed for a minute, then switch to another leg. Breathe in deeply and keep your body in balance at the same time.
That's fantastic. I'm going to try that out in my room now. Good night.
Good night. How come you're still up?
I've been having a hard time sleeping lately. I tried counting sheep, but it's useless.
As far as I know, it is usually caused by stress.
Well, I'm really worried about my grades.
You're a good student. I'm sure my boy can do well. You should relax.
You're probably right. How can I stop feeling so anxious all the time? Can I try some sleeping pills?
Better not. Taking a gymnastics class can help you get over your stress. Studying all day isn't usually very effective.
You're right. I usually end up staring at my computer or checking my email instead of doing my work for class.
Besides, it's not difficult to learn yoga gymnastics. In fact, I can teach you a move that's supposed to help you fall asleep. You just have to stand on one leg with your eyes closed for a minute, then switch to another leg. Breathe in deeply and keep your body in balance at the same time.
That's fantastic. I'm going to try that out in my room now. Good night.
Good night.
Carol is a teenage girl. She worries that she is a bit too fat, or perhaps just too large, but she doesn't know how she became that way. Carol has made up her mind to follow others' example and plans to lose weight. Sometimes she feels so unhappy without knowing why. At these times, she often goes out to restaurants, bars, and cafeterias for food. The things she likes to eat include bread, cookies, and chocolates. Although her stomach feels very full, she can't stop eating because of the enjoyment she gets. She is a little worried about her behavior and thinks that she might have an unknown disease or a mental problem. With these questions, Carol went to see a doctor. The doctor didn't think she was sick, but did suggest that she develop better self-control. The doctor said that Carol needed to find something that could bring some fun into her life. Another way to give up the habit of eating too much would be to do something else instead, such as talking to someone on the phone, going out with friends, or drinking extra tea. This could help Carol change her habit of eating too much and become healthy again.
Carol is a teenage girl. She worries that she is a bit too fat or perhaps just too large, but she doesn't know how she became that way. Carol has made up her mind to follow others' example and plans to lose weight. Sometimes she feels so unhappy without knowing why. At these times, she often goes out to restaurants, bars, and cafeterias for food. The things she likes to eat include bread, cookies, and chocolates. Although her stomach feels very full, she can't stop eating because of the enjoyment she gets. She is a little worried about her behavior and thinks that she might have an unknown disease or a mental problem. With these suggestions, Carol went to see a doctor. The doctor didn't think she was sick, but did suggest that she develop better self-control. The doctor said that Carol needed to find something that could bring fun into her life. Another way to give up the habit of eating too much would be to do something else instead, such as talking to someone on the phone, going out with friends, or drinking extra tea. This could help Carol change her habit of eating too much and become healthy again.